Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: وعجبا، أتكون الخلافة بالصحابة ولا تكون بالصحابة والقرابة؟
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "How strange! Could the caliphate be through the Prophet's companionship, but not through his companionship and his kinship?"
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So what an honor to be speaking about this incredibly beautiful, holy, divine, pure, spiritual, knowledgeable, and wise universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, you know, we have a very beautiful statement from His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. You know, and His Eminence says that he is addressing the Almighty Allah, and he says, "O my Allah, I worship you on account of neither fear of your chastisement nor out of the desire for your reward. Rather, I found you the worthiest of being worshipped, therefore I worship you." It's incredibly beautiful, incredibly profound, incredibly deep, incredibly complex, incredibly simple at the same time. This kind of a golden pearl, if you will, from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it kind of very beautifully summarizes the profundity and the depth and the pure sincerity of worship. And so, you know, if we want to worship the Almighty Allah, there are various reasons why we do so. There's various motivators, there's various reasons, like I said, to want to worship the Almighty Allah. So some people do worship because they're afraid of going to hell and the punishments that are involved. And yes, that is one aspect. The reason that the Almighty Allah has put that there is because some people are motivated by that. And then the other motivation, of course, is the desire for paradise and the rewards of paradise and all of the things that will be given to human beings and rewarded to human beings and the blessings that will be there. And that's why they worship the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, this is also a part of it, right? The Almighty Allah has put forth these rewards because it is a motivator for some people. And for some people, both of these things are a motivator for worship. One, they don't want to go to hell and the punishments. Two, they want to go to paradise and the rewards. But here we find a different level of the reason or the intention to worship the Almighty Allah. And it's like, you know, the super level of intention. And that is that the Almighty Allah is worthy of being worshipped. And that is why we worship the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with worshiping Allah out of fear of hell. It means that we have respect and honor for the Almighty Allah. On the other hand, there's nothing wrong with worshiping the Almighty Allah because of the rewards that He will give us. Again, this is fundamentally out of the love of the Almighty Allah, because He will give us these things. So there's nothing wrong with these two aspects. But of course, the best and the purest and the highest level is when you realize that the Almighty Allah is worthy of worshiping, and so we worship the Almighty Allah. Now, this is a very simple thing to say, but of course, this statement itself, what makes the Almighty Allah so worthy, is a discussion that we would have to have on another day, inshallah. A very thought-provoking and profound lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله سبحانه وتعالى in chapter 3 of the Quran in verse number 33
makes an announcement where he says, "Inna Allah astafa," verily God has chosen Adam, and then Nuh, and then the family of Abraham, and then Imran, alal alameen, over the rest of the people in the world. When you look at this verse of the Quran, you come to realize that all human beings have been created by Almighty God, but they are not equal in the eyes of God. As far as their status is concerned, you know, when it comes to the prophets of God, the messengers of God, those who represent Him in conveying His message, they are at a higher, you know, status than other human beings. I would like to take this opportunity to actually talk about the special status that God has given to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. In another narration says, فَإِنِّي أَمَرْتُ بِصَدِّ هَذِهِ الْأَبْوَابِ غَيْرَ بَابِ عَلِيٍ. I have commanded you to close these doors except the door of Ali. فَقَالَ فِيهِ قَائِلُكُمْ. Then some among you said things about it. فَإِنِّي وَاللَّهِ مَا سَدَدْتُ شَيْئًا وَلَا فَتَحْتُهُ. By Allah, I have not closed anything, nor have I opened anything. وَلَكِنْ أُمِرْتُ بِشَيْءٍ فَاتَّبَعْتُهُ. I was commanded to do that, and I just did it. So don't blame me. It is the will of God. God wants to show the difference between the common Muslims and the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasulullah, Ali and Fatima, and Hassan and Hussein, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allama Amini, a prominent scholar who died in early 70s, in the third volume of his book, Al-Ghadir, actually has gathered many, many narrations on this issue. Even from the second Khalifa Umar ibn Khattab and his son Abdullah ibn Umar, where both of them, once they were asked about Ali, they said, there are three things that Ali was given, honored with, and we wish we would have at least one of them. And both father and son at different times to different audiences say, number one, the Prophet gave his daughter to Ali, and his descendants came from that line. Number two, in the battle of Khandaq, when it came to Khaybar, in the battle of Khaybar, when it came to the issue of who will be the flag bearer of the Muslim army and the commander of it, you know, the Prophet gave that standard and flag to Ali bin Abi Talib. And the third, he says, the third honor that the Prophet gave to Ali was that he actually asked all the doors opening inside the mosque to be closed, including that of Umar ibn Khattab. He had a house there also. He says, but the Prophet allowed the house of Ali, the door of Ali, to be left open. And so this is something which is part of history, and we have to know about it. That even on a physical level, the rules change. A person in the state of the impurity known as Janabat is not allowed to enter Masjid al-Nabi. But when it comes to Ahlul Bayt, who have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ruling doesn't apply to them.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.